Yeah.
As snow hits the fields and gardens, our attention increasingly turns toward pantry staples like grains, beans, and spices. Last week, we talked about starting the year off right by throwing out old spices and expired condiments. The next step is to fill that newly empty space with healthy and flavorful ingredients for everyday cooking. Chef Amy Chaplin's pantry was recently photographed for Martha Stewart Living, and she's here today to talk about the basics of a well-stocked pantry. That's for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome back to WNYC, Amy.
Thank you.
I love how your pantry looks in this photo spread. It's beautiful. You recently renovated?
Thanks. Yes. Yes, I did.
Give me some storage tips to help me get my pantry to look like yours. Anything that you did with your shelving that helps people like me with very limited space in my kitchen?
Right. Well, I think organization is really the key to being inspired to cook. I mean, I open those cupboards and I'm like, oh, okay, what kinds of beans should I soak tonight for tomorrow? Or grains should I, you know, what's inspiring me? I mean, I can't remember them all off the top of my head either. I pull open the drawer and then I'm like, oh, I'll make this or that. Or, oh, actually, and I, you know, all these ideas start coming just from seeing it. So I really think that the best way to store grains and beans and other things as well is in glass jars. And you can recycle pickle jars or things, you know, that you buy in jars, or you can look for them at flea markets like I do. I love the old ball jars.
The mason
and
jars.
Yeah, they're so nice. And I just feel like it sort of gives everything a deserving place. It's important and it keeps much better. I mean, no weevils can get in and, you know, you can have your grains and beans for a really long time.
And what about spices? Last week we talked about throwing out the old stale ones. If I had to buy just three spices for everyday use, which ones would you recommend?
Well, I would have to say cinnamon because I eat it every day in my oatmeal and it actually helps digest carbohydrates. And then the other thing that I try to use more because it has anti-inflammatory properties is turmeric. And it's a great, I mean, you don't want everything to taste like turmeric, but it's a great one spice to have if you were to, say, make a curry that isn't necessarily Indian flavored, but say a Thai curry or something. All you need then is the fresh ginger and garlic, turmeric, maybe some cilantro and something spicy. But it's not like 10 different curry spices you need to blend and grind and combine all together.
And what about thyme? I'm always torn as to whether to use dried thyme or go out to the store and get fresh thyme.
Well, I think it's good to have something around. I often have oregano because I actually really like the flavor of a pinch of oregano with beans or in a tomato sauce or something like that. But and basil too, but thyme is just not one that I find I use dried because I love to roast vegetables with fresh thyme. And so when I buy it, I just use it up.
We've covered some pantry basics. Are there less well-known ingredients you would recommend people have on hand?
Well, one thing that I thought of was kombu, seaweed, because kombu is an amazing ingredient that actually enhances the nutritional value of food that it's cooked with, which is something I've recently learned. I've always cooked beans with kombu because it helps them digest more easily and can help prevent gas, and especially good for people that aren't used to consuming a lot of beans.
So you use it like bay leaves?
Like a bay leaf. A lot of people say it's a great Asian bay leaf. And it does add a nice warmth of flavor, especially to a miso soup stock, which is called dashi. It's a really important ingredient in a lot of Japanese food.
What about healthy snacks in my pantry?
Right.
To keep me away from the unhealthy
well, I mean,
chocolate
I think,
chips
yeah.
and pretzels.
Well, I think toasted almonds are probably my favorite snacks. And almond butter, I mean, I'm absolutely passionate about it.
I love cashew butter,
right.
almond butter,
well,
almond butter raw.
Yeah,
I'm really getting into all those different
yeah.
ones.
Isn't it great? I mean, it's delicious on a cracker. I mean, some people eat it on an apple slice or, I mean, nuts are very satisfying. But besides nuts, pumpkin seeds are really good. You know, you could toast them with a little cayenne pepper and lemon juice and sea salt, and it makes it a little bit more flavorful. That's a great snack to have on hand.
Amy Chaplin is a private chef. Her website and blog can be found at amychaplin.com. Thanks for coming in today, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more and to get a pantry-sourced recipe, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.